Hello.
Hey, Mr. Terrell, this is Jada. And were you able to get your phone situated?
I did cut it off and cut it back on, but I still didn't no text come through.
Okay, let me try to resend it to you. And change your number. 2964902.
You said that those road markers.
Yeah, mile markers.
Yeah, do they be on the pole too?
They can. They're usually located on the shoulder or you know, they just mark the mile of where you were at.
My
green
because
a green
they
sign.
They don't have them down here. I know exactly what you're talking about, but I think they got it on this pole. Hold on, man.
Okay, I just attempted to send you that text message, okay?
Okay. They got some numbers on this pole.
What kind of sign is it? What does it say?
It said 37F11. I do see that on the pole. Damn, there's some more numbers on the other side, but it's water in this ditch. It's saying 40. I can pull down a little further, though, to one that I can walk up to. Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like you said, though, green markers. Yeah, but we ain't got none of them on the side of the road. Not in the little country part, woman, I promise. I do see the church that you was pulling up.
Yeah, the United Baptist Church.
Yes, ma'am, because there's a cemetery right across the street from it. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. It's a high pressure caution. No, that ain't that warning. No, that ain't what I'm looking for. No, that ain't what I'm looking for. Yep, and I am right here beside the Baptist Church. I'm right beside this church that you were just talking about. You want me to give you the address off this church and try that?
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay. Let me pull right in here. I see no address, but I do see some numbers on this light pole right here. Hello?
Yes, sir.
They got on this light pole, or on this pole, they got FD209, and then they got another number up under is 40QR. Will that help?
Is that the address on the church? Or do they have a mailbox or anything?
I don't even see no address, no mailbox. I don't see nothing on this church, man. I was reading you the number off this pole.
30. So do you have any location settings on your phone to see what that one says, maybe?
Let's see what which one say. The location where I'm at.
Yeah. So are you able to look at your location on your phone?
Hold on, let me see. Google. Hey, so I'm running in them bushes over there. Let me get away from over here. Google map. Uh one second, man.
Okay.
Man, it had just said where I was. No. I drive by my usual thing. Oh, my God. Let me see, man. Give me 1 second. Usually, when you go to Google Maps, it says where and starting from and where to.
Yeah. Are you on an iPhone? Do you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Try to go to your app. It's called Find My. And that's gonna be where your location is gonna pop up at, instead of the instead of the map.
Oh, Find My. Oh, okay. See, I'm learning something new today with this phone. My stuff ain't been updated or nothing. They're saying continue. So where I go? People, device, item.
Oh, yeah. Go to the Me tab, and it should have your location there.
My location. Okay, I see where it said my location, share my location.
So does it have an address that's under it?
It's an address unavailable.
See.
You're having the same problem, man.
Yep.
The problem. You want me to go to iSolar and wait and get you the and try it from up there, and I can sit there and wait on them, because I got to get this vehicle outside this road.
But see, that's not the issue. The issue, when I put in her 241 US Highway in her home address, I typed in the Isola, mm-hmm. Mississippi, and the zip code comes up as 38754, and that's the correct zip code. But on our system, it won't allow me to change the zip code or the city. Every time I reset it, it's going back to the McHenry, Mississippi, and the zip code is 39561, and it will not allow me to change it at all, like it's the wrong address. But on Google, it's showing the correct address, so I'm really not knowing what's going on.
Who you were talking about transferring me to?
Customer service. I was going to transfer you to customer service, but they're closed at this time.
Are you my only help at this time?
Other than my supervisor's working on it with me as well. But other than her and the other supervisor, this is really the best we can do. I'm not sure. This has never happened to us before. So we're trying our best to see what's going on. We try to edit the location plenty of times, and it's just not working. And you still didn't get the text message?
I still haven't got no text message. But I had just texted someone to see will I receive a text back, and I just received a text. Promise I'm not understanding. Could you try to send it again, please?
Yes, sir.
And then I know the area I was in. My service be going out too in chaos. So I'm in our
Okay, so you don't know if you have service yet?
I do got service because I just received a text message at 7:22. So I do got service.
And did you try searching your coordinates up on Google?
No, ma'am. You send the text out?
Yes, sir. I've tried to send it about 3 times now. Still not coming through for you?
What about? No, what about email?
Oh, we can't send it by email. Text message is the only way we can send it through.
Man, it's crazy, man. My phone won't, out of all the time my phone won't receive no text. This is not the time. I just received a text at 7:21 and 7:22. Man, this has been a frustrating day. And that's sad. We don't have no road markers. I think, though, the road marker we have, I think they be putting the numbers on the light pole. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm still working on you.
I see a marker number on this bridge.
And where's the bridge located?
It's located
Is it still near your vehicle, or how far away did you know you had to drive to get
like,
to it?
It's like 3-4 minutes from my vehicle, man.
Okay. What's the mile marker?
2443A. Will that help? I hope so.
2443A mile marker, and you said Isola?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Mr. Stewart, I was able to actually find a gas station on the map, and it's about 3 minutes mm-hmm. away from the lady's address that you got. So I'm going to go ahead and call the service provider and give them that address and let them know where your vehicle is actually at. And so you did say you're located in front of the lady's house, but going southbound?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and call the towing company.
It's before her house. Remember, she's on the borderline. I saw mm-hmm. her. I'm on the borderline. Yeah.
Okay, so about how many minutes away would you think it is? About maybe 2 minutes?
Yeah, probably. It's not even 2 minutes, man.
Okay. I'm pretty sure they won't be able to miss it since it's a straight shot, I see. So I'm going to go ahead and call them and let them know where you're located at, and I'll give you a call back to let you know what they say as far as the ETA, okay?
Okay, that sounds perfect.
Okay.
I'll be waiting for you to call me back, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.